kids are coming in crying to their pediatricians, insomnia, nightmares, and even chest pain, which pediatricians later diagnose as anxiety of having a parent potentially deported. And you can imagine what's that the situation doing to them in terms of school and their ability to cope. Stress, severe stress, which psychiatrists refer to as toxic stress. Stress that is so toxic that it can damage the developing brain. And that's what they're seeing among many of these children.
So you write that the effects of toxic stress can follow these children into adulthood.
These children are at risk in adulthood, and this is well documented by tons of research out there, including from Harvard University, that these kids are at high risk for developing diabetes, cardiovascular problems, depression, and alcoholism down the road.
You also write that, Sujata, that not only are children feeling the stress of potentially being separated from their parents, moving to a country they are not familiar with, but then they're also absorbing their own parents' stress about potentially being deported, which just kind of compounds the problem. Is that right?
Exactly, Ray. And that's how toxic stress becomes toxic. Stress by itself, according to researchers and pediatricians, is not a bad thing. Everybody has stress. But stress that gets toxic occurs in the absence of a buffer. And that buffer is usually a protective parent and a loving home. And right now, these children don't have that.
Let's talk about Child First, this organization you write about that specializes in treating children who suffer from toxic stress.
So usually, what is done is to provide the child with cognitive behavior therapy, trauma-based cognitive behavior therapy. But Child First does more than that. So they help mitigate stress at all levels. So when they come to know that a mother or a father is at a high risk of deportation, they sit down and make a plan who is going to take custody of the child later on. They sit down and meet with the attorneys. And so they help the family transition and through the whole process, put a plan in order from a legal perspective, from a family perspective, and then they get into the medical and the counseling perspective. They meet with teachers. And Child First meets the family at home. A place where currently undocumented immigrants feel the safest.
So even though these children are under an incredible amount of stress, this daily anxiety of wondering if ICE officials are going to be waiting, you know, for them or waiting for their family, counseling seems to work?
Counseling seems to work, but only in tandem with reducing other stressors. I mean, what can counselors potentially say? They can't say things are going to get better because they can't promise that.
That's right.
So these children need other tools. They need the parents to be less stressed. And for the parents to be less stressed, they need to know that their kids are going to be okay after they're deported. And for that, they need a plan. They need somebody trustworthy who can look after the child. They need to be prepared to mentally let go of the child. They need to know that if one parent leaves, the other parent will be all right financially taking care of the family. So there's a lot more involved, a lot more pieces to this than just mere counseling.
Well, Sujata Srinivasan, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you for having me here.